authorities say a woman is dead after a boating accident on the Coosa River early Saturday morning. 32-year-old Krista Elliott of Wetumpka was a passenger in a boat that hit a tree hanging over the river. The operator of the boat was not harmed. Starting today through July 21st, you can expect to see more police presence on the roads on Alabama's highways. ALEA and local law enforcement are kicking off Operation Southern Shield. It's a speed enforcement campaign throughout Alabama and four other southern states. Police have handed out over 5,000 speeding tickets during the previous years. Those are your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, visit our website, alabamanews.net. I'm Jalea Brooks for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
All right, guys, welcome back in. I was working on something and forgot to do this. Guys, welcome back in. It's 5 minutes after 11 o'clock.
Well, Dave, it took him exactly 5 years and one day to make his first mistake.
I've made more than one mistake.
Oh, really?
I used to have Becky Garrison on the air. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228, 5 minutes after 11 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, 84, in the studio. It took us 2 hours, but we got to the local stuff. Well, we spent like an hour on fat people.
Yeah, well, you know.
We didn't need to, but we did.
It happens.
The news, though, is absolutely glowing. Absolutely glowing. I do want to give you just a quick update, and I think I may have covered this. Did we cover this Friday? Special Counsel Mueller is going to reschedule his public testimony for July 24th.
Oh.
At which time Mueller has agreed to appear for an extended period of time. Representative Jerry Nadler announced that there'll be a House Judiciary Committee meeting July 24th at 8:30 a.m. That'll be 7:30 our time. Do what?
That's a Wednesday.
That's a Wednesday. 7:30 our time, 8:30 Trump time. Special Counsel Mueller will be testifying in public for 3 hours. After a brief break, the House Intelligence Committee will convene for additional public testimony beginning at noon. All members of both committees will have meaningful opportunity to question the special counsel in public. And here's the kicker here. And the American people will finally have an opportunity to hear directly from Mr. Mueller about what his investigation uncovered. I'm old school, Dave. I'm old school. Do you remember, I don't know if you guys remember, how critical I was of Ellen Brooks when she had her special grand jury convened in Montgomery County? And after she could not secure an indictment against former Governor Robert J. Bentley, held a press conference to basically say, this is what we found.
Yeah.
And it was the most unprofessional thing I've ever seen. It was sour grapes to the max. The grand jury is who speaks about what people may or may not have done. There's a presumption of innocence in this country. And if the grand jury doesn't indict, or if a prosecutor chooses not to take information before a grand jury to seek an indictment, you don't then get to badmouth the defendant anyway, the alleged target anyway. I don't understand what they're trying to do here. Obviously, what they do, the people who typically do this are retired prosecutors who are no longer subject to, I guess, punishment for doing these kinds of things. I don't know. But that'll happen. We'll see how it goes. I for one, am not as confident as the Democrats that they're going to get any glowing, massive, huge news out of this. I could be wrong. But look for that. So we'll keep an eye on that.
Yeah, I mean, the problem with for them is that, like, what if nothing comes out of it, then basically, then it's going to be Democrats clear Trump. You know, that's the problem for them politically.
Yeah.
And the thing is, even if something does come out of it, even if they can point to something and go, okay, look, this is specifically, we think this is a crime, you know, William Barr's just going to go, wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it's already settled.
Yeah, it's already done.
Like, I mean, it's just dumb. Basically, it's relitigating something that's been litigated to death.
It's already done.
And if you believe that crimes were committed or there was collusion or a cover-up, then there's nothing that they can say to dissuade you, and vice versa.
Exactly.
Donald Trump referenced Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat criminal from Minnesota who once married her brother in order to get him to the United States and then filed taxes with a different... She's a bigamist. Not a bigot, a bigamist. She was married to two people at the same time. One is her brother.
Gross. Maybe she's Mormon, man.
Yeah, well, but either way, that's not legal, the whole brother thing.
Yeah, the whole brother thing's out. President Donald Trump referenced Ilhan Omar in a series of posts that literally urged the freshman congresswoman to go back to Africa. I read that.
He didn't say that.
He kind of did.
No, he said, go back to where you're from.
Okay, where she's from, Africa.
Tell us how great those countries are, and then come and fix our country like they're...
I'm not criticizing the God Emperor here. He's right. I'm just saying. Here's what he said. So interesting. He was talking about Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Ayanna Pressley. I guess she's trying to get in on this.
Baron, they have a name now.
What?
They're called the Squad.
The Squad?
Stop it.
I'm dead serious.
No, stop
I'm
it.
I'm dead serious.
Dave.
They call themselves the Squad.
Dave.
They the Squad.
No, stop it. They're not the Squad. Are you serious? They're calling themselves the Squad?
They're calling themselves the Squad.
Why? What does that mean? Squad is the dumbest word ever. No grown-ass adult needs to use the word squad. If you're over the age of 14, you can't use squad. Your squad doesn't need you. Your squad isn't meeting.
Yeah,
you have friends.
They're going to squat up, Baron.
Oh, boy. I don't know who this Ayanna Pressley is. I'm guessing she's trying to get in on this victimization stuff.
I represent her from Michigan, and I know that.
Massachusetts.
I meant that, yeah.
Yeah, one of those M states. Yeah. Michigan, the other Maine, one's Massachusetts, from Michigan. Montana.
Omar's from Minnesota. Tlaib is from Michigan.
Yeah, she's from Dearborn.
Yeah.
She's the Palestinian who said she's a woman of color.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all... That was the first time I've ever heard a Palestinian referred to as anything but white in my entire life. I had no idea they thought they were something other than white.
Mm.
She's trying to get in on this victimization stuff. So interesting, the Donald says. So interesting to see progressive Democrat congresswomen who originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe, the worst, most corrupt and inept anywhere in the world, if they even have a functioning government at all, now loudly and viciously telling the people of the United States, the greatest and most powerful nation on earth, how our government is to be run. Why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken, crime-infested places from which they came? Then come back and show us how it's done. These places need your help badly. You can't leave fast enough. I'm sure that Nancy Pelosi would be very happy to quickly work out free travel arrangements. I love him. I love him. Love the Donald. Greatest thing ever. The media absolutely went bananas.
Of course.
Called him racist.
Well?
I'm telling you, that woman's white, y'all. One of our black callers even called in and said he wouldn't be caught with that woman in Mississippi after dark.
That sounds like something Robert would say.
Yeah. So sad, the Donald continues just hours later. So sad to see Democrats sticking up for people who speak so badly of our country and who, in addition, hate Israel with a true and unbridled passion. Whenever confronted, they call their adversaries, including Nancy Pelosi, racist. Their disgusting language and the many terrible things they say about the United States must not be allowed to go unchallenged. If the Democrat Party wants to continue to condone such disgraceful behavior, then we look even more forward to seeing you at the ballot box in 2020. You know one thing I love? It? He calls it the Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm.
No, Baron, it's the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party. It's funny you guys would insist on tick being the end of your favorite party there. Today's the 50th anniversary of the launch of the Saturn V rocket, from which the United States faked the moon landing.
Wrong.
The rocket that landed in Arizona.
I don't know where the rocket landed. No one was on top of it, so we don't care. It landed out in the Atlantic Ocean somewhere. Half century ago, in the middle of a mean year of war, famine, violence in the streets, and the widening of the generation gap, men from planet Earth stepped onto another world for the first time, uniting people around the globe in a way not seen before or since. Would you call a moon a world?
I would say not another world. No. It's a moon.
It's AP. They didn't catch that? They didn't go to Mars.
Right.
Arizona's not another world. What the hell are they talking about? Hundreds of millions tuned into radios or watched the grainy black and white images on TV as Apollo 11's Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin set foot on the moon on July 20, 1969, in one of humanity's most glorious technological achievements. Police around the world reported crime came to a near halt that midsummer Sunday night. They did not, because police around the world that didn't touch down in the middle of the night on the other side of the world, just here. Can you imagine if that happened today?
What?
I don't think the world would come to a stop. If we touched down on Mars and they streamed it live on TV, I don't think anything would happen. I don't think as many people would watch it.
Oh, I think you're right.
Back then, you had like three things to watch.
Correct.
You had an old clunky black and white television like clunk, clunk, clunk when you moved it. That was before they even had UHF channels.
Mm-hmm.
Was it UHF or VHF?
I don't know. Same thing.
UHF. UHF. With a higher number.
Speaking of UHF, probably the greatest Weird Al moment of all time was that movie.
I would say, if you mentioned the letters UHF, you have to bring up Weird Al.
It was a great movie. It still holds up. Watch it today. It holds up. It's a great movie. It's fantastic. Our number 272-9228 in the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. Who's this?
Hey, this is Billy. How you doing?
Doing well, Billy. How are you, friend?
Doing great, doing great. Hope you had a good weekend. Y'all doing a wonderful job, by the way. Just can't help but listening to your news, and yet we got another boating accident where a young lady lost her life. And I know I was going to ask both of you, since y'all are real familiar with the laws and everything. What are the laws written for boating with open containers on Alabama waterways?
I don't know. I know the driver can't have any. It's like a DUI comparable. I honestly don't know. That's not my forte. I don't boat. I don't have a boater license. I don't go on the water all that often.
Me neither.
And I don't. I've never represented anybody in that environment where I've had to know.
Yeah, I was just wondering if the laws are different pertaining to that with open container laws in a vehicle. You know,
I don't think they are. I think that it's one of those things where, like, they're a little bit different because passengers are allowed to have them. But let's say you have five passengers of age, and one of them is the driver. I think that you can only have four containers open.
Where?
On a boat.
Oh, I don't know the answer to that.
I think, and I'm not giving legal advice. I'm not a lawyer. I think that is the actual law. And then the same. I want to say that the same BAC laws apply as well. Somebody could call in and enlighten us. I ascribe to the theory that, it's better than having a boat, having a friend with a boat.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly right. But it seems like there's been a rash.
We were just talking about
these accidents, and unfortunately, deaths have resulted in serious injuries. And I really think that the people in our listening audience, especially anyone in the something needs to be introduced.
Yeah, we were talking about it off air, that it seems like there have been more accidents. There's definitely been more accidents reported this summer. Now we were saying, is it that there are more accidents, or is it there are more accidents that are reported?
But if someone could introduce an open container law, period, no open containers on any boats on Alabama waterways, it would cut this down overnight.
Yeah.
And
we're fixing to get the answer. The guy on hold.
Thank you.
The answer to this.
Sit tight, Billy. We'll
sit
get
by
you
the
answer.
Radio.
272-9228. Answer me, friend. Answer me.
Hey, this is John. How y'all doing?
Doing well.
Good, John.
First, let me credit the witness here. How do you know this? What you're about to tell us?
I've been on the boat. I've actually had it happen to me.
Okay, tell me what happened.
The way it works is the same exact laws, only in the open container, and public intoxication all works the same way on the water as it does on land. The only difference is. Is it's a lot harder for the marina police to enforce it when, you know, they can't. It's not like being on the highway or being in downtown Montgomery, you know, where they can pretty much walk up on you and say, hey, have you been drinking or anything like that? Because in the boat, it's, you know, just as easy to get out on the sandbar or anything like that. So it's harder to enforce, but the laws are exactly the same.
Gotcha. Okay. So you can't have an open container. Is that what you're telling me?
No, you cannot have an open container. If you do, you'll get an open container and a public intoxication.
Really? On a boat?
On a boat.
Wow.
Because you're considered to be in a tourist and park type area.
Okay.
Or however they look at that, where there's public. I got a ticket for both of those.
Gotcha.
Appreciate it.
All right, y'all have a good one, man.
All right, thank you, John.
Interesting.
Well, that is the least enforced law in Alabama.
Exactly.
That is the...
Because I have been on Lake Jordan. I have been on Lake Martin.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a big open container fest. Now, what if you, like, your keys are on the ground, or, like, your boat's not on or something? It doesn't matter?
No, I think because that's like a control thing, right? So you're still in control of the boat, even if the boat's not on. But what he was saying is that you could just jump out of a sandbar and be like, I was on the sandbar. Which
is dumb.
Yeah,
but they said they see you jump out of the boat.
Well, I mean, maybe.
That's harder to do in the middle of the lake as you're going 60.
You know.
Well, you shouldn't be going 60 on the lake anyway.
I'm just saying, like, you could jump out and then somebody could, they could see through you a beer. And then you'd be like, look, I just opened it. I was on the sandbar.
Look, I don't recommend lying to cops.
Yeah.
You have a right to remain silent. Use it. Don't lie to the cops.
It does seem like there's been a rash of accidents.
Don't lie to the cops. Yeah, probably because they're not enforcing the alcohol deal.
That and boating at night's dangerous.
why would you be in a boat at night?
Just straight up dangerous.
I don't understand why you would be in a boat at night.
Because it's fun.
Is it?
I guess.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, you go out and dock at the sandbar, and then you stay till dark, and then boat home.
Yeah.
Just go get in before it's dark. It's easier to get your boat on a trailer and everything.
Yeah.
Well, what if, you know.
Well, boating, look, lakes are dangerous.
You're going to say boating's inherently dangerous. Yeah. Water is dangerous.
Well, yeah. We used to travel from you know, one house to another mm-hmm. by boat. And we would do that at night because it was like a freaking 45-minute drive
mm-hmm.
or a 10-minute boat ride.
Mm-hmm.
Where is this?
It was up at Martin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I'm all... I like water as much as the next person. But I see some of these Facebook videos people post and Facebook pictures people post on the lake, and I think, I'm glad I'm sending home. Because that seems... I don't know. Seems kind of chaotic. I had a friend die in high school, though, on the water. Alex Weaver. It kind of weirded me out. Didn't find him for a day or two. He jumped off the boat, never came back up. I don't know what happened. Drunk. 21 minutes after 11.
River Region's first and only news talk.
talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here, and everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. Stop saying squad. Gayest thing I've ever heard. All right, 24 minutes after 11 o'clock? A long segment.
I know.
I told you my story about seeing them the first time. We went to see somebody else. I don't remember who it was. I think it was at 328 Nashville. And the first band played that normal set or whatever. You know, lights on. They weren't very good. There were two bands and then the big main band. And then this band came on. And they said the name as Bush. And nobody had ever heard of them. They played with the lights off. Did a whole, like, 8 or 10 song set with the lights off.
Huh.
It was weird, and everybody was speculating, oh, my gosh, is that, like,
right.
Eddie Vedder? Is it, you know, because they had that same kind of sound. Never heard of it. And a week later, Evenflow comes out. And I'm like, wait a minute, I've heard that song. Where have I heard that song? And then I, you know, it was before cell phones. We had to wait till the next time I saw my buddies. Like, wait, remember that band we saw? And then MTV play. I was like, did they play that song?
Yeah, but that was Bush, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Bush.
Oh, okay.
That's who it was.
Yeah, but Evenflow is a Pearl Jam
song.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Whatever song Bush came out with. Whatever the hell. What song did
I forget their first hit.
Bush came out with.
They all sound
it wasn't.
Same.
It wasn't Come Down. It wasn't that one.
No, it was
maybe Machine Head or something.
Yeah.
Everything's In.
Yeah, Everything's In.
It was one of those songs. But I remember when it came on, I remember thinking, oh, where have I heard that song?
Yeah.
And so that's my Bush story. I saw Bush play in the dark. It was terrible. They weren't very good, actually, live. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. That's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. It's 26 minutes after 11. 84 had to bounce. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. Just the other day, my friend, I saw my good friend Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. I had the opportunity to talk to him again this week with all that chaos erupted in the middle of last week. And Troop Booth you know, reiterated what so many of other of our advertisers reiterated, that this show is their best advertising dollar they spend.
Well,
Midtown Pizza Kitchen always says that the best advertising dollar they've ever spent has been on this particular program on News Talk between 9 and noon. News and Views. Troop Boo said the same thing. He's done all kinds of advertising. He's done TV and billboards. He said News and Views is the best advertising dollar I've ever spent, dollar for dollar.
We have an engaged audience.
A very engaged audience. And they understand that when I tell you Troop Booth is honest, caring, kind, and is smart and understands his business, they believe me. They believe me. And they go over there and they find out. Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers does amazing, amazing, amazing work. And I cannot thank you guys enough for continuing to visit our sponsors. Take him your jewelry. Let him buy your jewelry from you. Put cash in your pocket. Put jewelry in his inventory. It's a win-win situation for everybody all the way around. Plus, it's win-win-win because somebody else is going to come and buy that jewelry. And then they'll be happy. So you're happy you get cash in your pocket. He's happy he gets jewelry for his inventory. And then somebody else is happy that they get jewelry to put on their wrist or their hand or their neck or whatever. So it's an amazing happiness all the way around. Troop Booth, Heirloom Jewelers, Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across the street from where the old Bruno's was. If you're in that neighborhood, drop by and say, hey, don't do it today. He's not open on Mondays. Open Tuesday through Friday till 5 o'clock, Saturday, 9 to noon. 28 minutes after 11 o'clock, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here. You know what? For the 50th anniversary of the not the moon landing, but the moon launch, I haven't seen anything on TV about it.
Really?
Have you?
I don't think so. Good point.
And considering Alabama basically built the rocket?
Right.
I don't know. I just figured more people would be into it or whatever.
There was a big thing on APTV about it. Like a whole series.
Okay. That's what I mean. Not on the news. I mean, come on.
I know.
They actually, this is cool. There are two runs in Huntsville. There's the Saturn 5K. Get it, the Saturn 5?
Yeah.
And the Apollo 11K.
Oh, They're very creative.
Yeah. Oh, that's NASA's Kennedy Space Center. That'd be down in wherever that was.
That's in Florida, right?
Yeah, Florida. Was it Cape Canaveral?
Mm-hmm.
321, that's cool. They've got a, their area code is 321.
I know that. Never I did not know that. That's funny.
3, 2,
I like
one.
That.
The whole space coast is 3, 2, 1.
I like that.
I think it's really cool. If you can't have a sense of humor about your area code, what can you have? Second quarter GDP growth in China is at a 27-year low. 27 years. The weakest pace in 27 years. Demand at home and abroad faltered in the face of mounting U.S. pressure. We're winning this trade war, Dave.
Well?
You're not going to hear this on NBC News because they don't want to give Trump credit. But the reason our economy is going up and everybody else's is slowing is because of Donald Trump. Growth data on July 15 marked a loss of momentum for the economy's first quarter, adding to expectations that Beijing needs to do more to boost consumption and investment and restore business confidence. How about cut a deal with Trump? It was the slowest quarter since April through June of 1992. The earliest quarter data on record.
Jeez.
Huh. Donald Trump winning again. Trump on.
Well.
Trump also over the weekend moved, or I guess today, moved to end asylum protection for Central Americans who make their way to the United States. Shouldn't they get asylum? Yeah. In the first country they come to. That's the international standard. You don't get to go past 13 other countries and make your way to a better country.
Oh, you don't?
No. Asylum is for people who are in imminent fear of death or bodily harm. I love this. The tweet was not racist, Trump says. If someone doesn't like our country, they should leave. He stole Love It or Leave It, Dave.
Amateurs borrow pro steel.
Love it or leave it, he says. Love it or leave it. Adding to a new rule published in the Federal Register, asylum seekers who pass through another country first will be ineligible for asylum at the U.S. southern border. The rule, expected to go into effect tomorrow, also applies to children who cross the border alone. If someone's been trafficked, if the country the migrant passed through did not sign one of the major international treaties that govern how refugees are managed, by the way, Mexico has signed that. Or if an asylum seeker sought protection in a country but was denied, then the migrant could still apply for U.S. asylum. But the question is, why are you going from Colombia and Belize and El Salvador through like six other countries and making your way to the United States and then asking for asylum?
Mm-hmm.
Of course it'll face... You want me to tell you how this ends? It's going to face a legal challenge. Some Article 3 judge that was appointed by Obama or Clinton will strike it down for the entire country, even though they're not sitting in a district on the border, where it'll be completely irrelevant where they are. But they'll strike it down. I don't know why I like this song.
We know where one of them is. The doctor, the cowboy, the very stable genius.
The incredibly good looking. What? I forgot how, what I was
saying. Yeah, there
was
something new, yeah.
Your favorite president, Donald J. Trump. Oh, you get me ready in your 33 minutes after 11. We'll be back. Why don't we go sit down in the shade? Took shelter on my front porch. The dandelion sun scorching like a glass of cold lemonade. I will do the laundry if you pay all the bills. Where is my job? Where is my fairy song?
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
I'm Jared with Tire City and Automotive Service. We are offering a buy three tires, get the fourth free. That's right, buy three tires, get the fourth one free. Get unbelievable savings on over 700 tires we have in stock while supplies last. Visit TireCityAL.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
As the effects of Barry fades away from our area, we're returning to a more of a normal summertime forecast. Hot today with a high temperature in the lower 90s, a sun and cloud mix with scattered spotty random showers and thunderstorms, primarily in the afternoon and evening. Tonight's low 74. Then tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, how about middle 90s and triple digit heat indices returning? Yeah, and any storms that do form will be very isolated in nature, few and far between, not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Welcome back in, 36 minutes after 11 o'clock. Just two segments left of the News and Views radio program.
By.
Yeah, Dan Moore's show just 24 minutes away. Amy Winehouse is always on topic. Rest in power, Amy.
Know what you're saying? Rest in power.
ASC Credit Union, speaking of power, take some power over your checking account. Why are you paying money? Listen, the old pitch at ASC Credit Union, they still have free checking. The old pitch was free checking, as opposed to you suckers that are paying money to have a checking account. Stupidest thing I've ever heard of. That's the old pitch, free checking. New pitch is 3 or 4% back in benefits. You can check the stores for details. Up to 4% APY on your checking account if you have up to $30,000 in there. Up to 4% APY on a checking account if you have up to $30,000 in a checking account over at ASC Credit Union. 3% cash back. 3% cash back. So there's just no reason at all you're not using ASC Credit Union on a very, very, very regular basis for all your banking needs. Get by there when you get a chance. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations in the River Region, 5,000 co-op locations around the country. Ben, you're just saying there's not really 5,000. 5,000 co-op locations around the country. Factually correct. Talk radio, Dave.
Well,
get by there when you get a chance. Every single person in our audience should visit ASC Credit Union and ask about the checking accounts, period. I mean, that's where you start. That's where you start. If you're still using one of the big box banks, you're a sucker. Speaking of suckers. Oh, federally insured NCUA, equal opportunity lender. Speaking of suckers. Megan Rapinoe, the broad who had pink hair at the U.S. Women's National Team.
Purple hair.
Whatever it was terrible. She's kind of angry, let me talk to your manager haircut. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
She's just not an attractive woman, but that's okay. You don't have to be an attractive woman. The big deal with the Women's World Cup team, we talked about it, and I don't want to get into the details of it, but it was this equal pay deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know the Men's World Cup generated $6 billion of revenue? $6 billion. $6,000 million. $6,000 million. The Women's World Cup generated $131 million. So, just about 2% of the men's revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, the women got a higher percentage. 13% of the revenue went to pay out female players. Only 9% of the men's revenue went to pay out male players. So, if you want to talk about equal play, there's that. But nevertheless, there are people out there who don't understand economics who've been demanding that the women's soccer players make exactly the same amount of the men's soccer players.
Mm-hmm.
On Wednesday morning, Megan Rapinoe appeared on CNN and was asked by the host what fans could do to support equal pay. I'm sure the host was expecting something along the lines of riot, take charge, go into the streets, demand equal pay, call your congressman, call your senator. But you know what her answer was?
What's that?
A very free market answer. Fans can come to games, Rapinoe said. Obviously, the national team games will still be a hot ticket, but we have 9 teams in the National Women's Soccer League. You could go to your league games. You can support it that way. You can buy your players' jerseys. You can lend support in that way. You can tell your friends about it. You can become a season ticket holder. I think in terms of that, that's the easiest way. In other words, she recognizes implicitly what everybody else is stating explicitly.
I thought you were going to say that Jay Inslee said that he would make her Secretary of State.
Did he really?
Yes.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did. Would I make that up?
Former Washington Governor Jay Inslee?
And alleged presidential candidate Jay Inslee? Yeah, he said that if he was elected president, he would make Megan Rapinoe,
whatever.
He would make her the Secretary of State. Seems a little odd to me.
That is, without a doubt, the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And you know the thing is, Baron, is that we should be big fans of the women's national team. You know why?
I am big fans.
Because they're the national team.
Right.
And they should, like, want to, you know, represent America.
I want them to win.
As well as they can.
Yeah. I want them to win at all costs.
Correct.
At all times.
Against everyone.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I don't want anyone to beat the United States.
Right.
I didn't want the Netherlands to beat them. I didn't want England to beat them. I sure didn't want that France. You know, my problem with France is not really any geopolitical problem. It's not their history of not being good in war. It's not Napoleon. My problem with France is none of that. My problem with France is that they have all these letters at the end of words they just ignore. And it drives me nuts. like they'll say the word Jean Cole. You're like, well, how do you spell Jean Cole? J E A N C O U P R X Y Z A B C Y. Jean Cole. How am I supposed to learn that language? I love Spanish. They pronounce every letter. That's pretty hype.
Yeah.
You know, American, we borrow a lot of American words from different languages. French is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we end up having these words that make no sense.
Hmm.
It's a Germanic, English is a Germanic language.
Correct.
The Germans have ruled England now for over 1,000 years. No, almost 1,000 years. No, over 1,000 years. No, almost 1,000. 1066. What is that, 950 years?
Yeah.
The Germans have ruled England for 950 years. The Queen of England is a German.
Well,
so was her husband.
Yeah, but like they haven't done it since 1066. That's the Norman conquest. The Normans were French.
But then the Germans... No, but the Normans who took over were Germans.
Hmm.
Harold was the last British king.
Yeah, the last English king. Yeah.
See, the nationalities were totally different back then.
Because it was more like a tribe than, you know.
Well, but I'll give you an example, and I know we covered this on air at one point. But like in the mid-1800s, in the middle of the 19th century, all those ruling people, Nicholas in Russia, didn't speak Russian.
Right.
He spoke French.
Right.
Because it was French.
Well, Marie Antoinette. Austrian.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She spoke German. A lot of these people did not speak the native language of the people they ruled over. They weren't of them.
Tended to cause trouble, too, when like people would go to war with Germany. You know, like in World War I. When Russia went to war with Germany, and then
they were cousins.
Nicholas decided that he was going to go to the front and be the commander, and left his German wife as the head of the, you know, as the head of Russia. People kind of thought she might be in collusion with her cousin over there, you know.
Yeah. Friedrich Wilhelm. Wilhelm wasn't the greatest military mind of all time, but he did create the largest military ever known at that time.
Yeah,
over 1 million men. The column was so long, took a week to pass.
That's nuts.
Absolutely bananas. I don't want to get into military history.
Nah. We do enough of that.
Tends to be boring. Our number 27292. Guess where I took my car last week? Was it Friday? What day was it? Thursday? Jenkins Tire Auto.
Really?
Dropped it off in the morning. Mike Jenkins had one of his employees drive me in a comfortable vehicle over to the station and made my way to work in plenty of time, because that's what they do. If you drop your car off over at Jenkins Tire Auto, they get you to work. And, got to work and went back, picked my car up afterwards. Had a little more car trouble later. Different problem, obviously not caused by them. And I actually got stranded somewhere. And they came and picked my car up. And arrange for me to get home from there, too. So, Jenkins Tire and Auto, it's spectacular service. They're on the corner of Jefferson and Perry. My wife went in there to pick the van up later. Just easy breezy, lemon squeezy, nice and easy. Just came right in, right out, and called me, said she was on her way home. Car was working like $1 million. I mean, that's Jenkins Tire and Auto. Corner of Perry and Jefferson, right over there, right downtown. One block off of Madison. While I was in there, Mike said, "What's with this crazy woman sending letters? Who the hell does she think she is?" I said, "Well, I don't want to get into all that." He said, "Well, that makes me want to buy more advertising." I said, "Well, you're more than welcome to." So he did. 14 minutes till the top of the hour. Take your car to Jenkins Tire and Auto when you need a chance. Supporters of philosophically consistent, intellectually honest, and factually correct talk radio, above all, but also loves our audience. Loves the audience. Get by there when you get a chance. Oh, I got a special guest coming up Wednesday. Did you see?
I did not. I'll look at the calendar.
Personal lawyer to the president.
Oh, yeah?
Of the United States.
Well, hey.
Apparently they have a big announcement tomorrow.
Shed a tear cause I'm missing you. I'm still alright to smile. Girl, I think about you every day now. Was a time when I wasn't sure, but you set my mind at ease. There is no doubt you're in my heart now.
the biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've ever wondered how some of these models end up in Victoria's Secret? I have an answer. I have an answer. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. It's 10 minutes till noon. This is the wildest story. Did I send you this story or did you send me this story?
I don't know which one.
Convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein apparently had quite the casting couch going on in his Manhattan mansion, according to the New York Post. You know, he was close friends with Leslie Wexner.
Right.
Who owned Victoria's Secret. Apparently, Wexner would send aspiring Victoria's Secret models to Jeffrey Epstein to be raped. And then he would tell Wexner which ones to hire. And a lot of them made it through that way.
Jeez.
According to an account by Italian model Elisabetta Tay, Epstein tried to take advantage of her in 2004 after she was promised that a meeting with a very important man could land her a gig with Victoria's Secret. He told me this is one of the most important people in modeling, Tay said to the booking agent. He said that this man is in charge of Victoria's Secret. He's going to change your life. When she came in, she found Jeffrey Epstein in his office, and there was a massage table in there. He starts disrobing.
God.
And the woman thinks that a masseuse must be coming in, so she starts hurrying up her interview. And then he hands her an adult toy that shakes and makes noise. And I'm not going to say the V word on the air in case children are listening.
Good Lord.
But it rhymes with migrator. He hands her one and tells her to get to work, and she throws it at him and runs out of the house. And Ghislaine Maxwell stops her and says, just understand, he's very close to President Clinton. And she took that as a threat that she could be wiped off the face of the planet at a moment's notice and never said anything until this all happened. Now, according to the Democrat standard established in 2018 with
have to believe her.
Kavanaugh, you have to believe her. You have to believe her. But I don't think even Democrats, I don't think, are supporting Epstein anymore. He's overboard.
I don't think anybody is.
Yeah. Question is, how long do they let him live before they kill him?
Right. His president hasn't happened yet.
Can you believe that, though, Jeff?
There's got to be something that they want to get out.
Of him?
Yes.
Well, okay.
Somebody wants something to break before they... But they don't want the whole... Obviously, they don't want the whole story to break.
Right.
But they
you know how I know you're right? What was he doing the 4 weeks before he was arrested?
He was like, he was
in
overseas,
Paris,
right? Yeah.
All right. The Wednesday before he comes in town on Saturday and gets arrested, what does he do? What happens?
I don't know.
2,000 pages of his previous criminal file are opened and sent to the lawyers for suggested redactions.
Mm.
And at that point, he flies back to the United States from Paris. Either he had been assured, Jeff, we got it, everything's cool, you can come back for a while, you're not going to get arrested anytime soon, or... At that point, the deal was put in place. We're going to let you live, but you got to...
But you got to come back and...
And that's why... you know who I think they're going after? I think they're going to make up a lie and try to take down Trump. I think they're going to make up a lie and try to take him out. I could be wrong about that. But we are talking about the man that the State Department once rented a townhouse seized from Iran.
Right, seized from Iran.
To no, Jeff Epstein.
No word on if they gave it back, you know, during the, if Obama and them gave it back during their Iran deal. No word.
A weird and forgotten case from the 1990s shows how connected Jeffrey Epstein was to power. The State Department rented a seized Iranian townhouse to Jeffrey Epstein.
And they got mad at him for subletting it.
I think that's a baller move, by the way.
Yeah, like, you know, I'll take it, but I'm not going to live here. Sublet it out.
Unbelievable. The now-forgotten case laid out in newspaper clips from the time and extensive court documents offer a glimpse into the strange facet of Epstein's life at the time. Constitutes an early example of Epstein popping up in the media as a rich and connected but mysterious New York playboy. Beginning in 92, he rented a former Iranian government building that had been taken over by the State Department during the Iranian Revolution. 34 East 69th Street in Manhattan, one of the most expensive neighborhoods on the planet. And he got it for just $15,000 a month.
Right.
You think, but man, that's a lot of money.
Not in Manhattan.
Not in Manhattan. Things went sour when the government sued Epstein in the Southern District of New York, alleging that at one point he had failed to pay the rent on time and had violated the lease by moving out early in 1996 and subletting the place without the State Department's permission. Now, let me just let you in on a little secret here. They were watching him in this wired building, I promise. His subtenant was Ivan Fisher, a New York City criminal defense lawyer, who famously defended members of the French Connection and Pizza Connection drug rings. Government also sued Fisher. You understand that that's why they let him stay in a State Department building. And that's why he wanted to move out. Jeff Epstein is connected to intelligence and has been from the beginning, from the very, very nascent phases of this.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he got the job at Bear Stearns to begin with. He was a high school math teacher. And I think someone at Bear Stearns realized he was a pedophile, at least had a predilection to young girls, 12, 13, 14-year-old girls, and thought, this is the kind of guy we can groom to be one
they
of
said
ours.
That, they said there was an article this weekend that said people, students of the high school noticed that he was like, that he was creepy.
That he was into
young girls.
Girls.
Yeesh.
Real hedge fund managers have some thoughts on what Epstein was actually doing.
Right, because they, if you ask any of them, they're like, yeah, we have no idea what he actually does.
President of Seabreeze Partners Management says, I'm hearing about the parties. I'm hearing about a guy who's throwing money around. Stories about young girls swarming Epstein's waterfront mansion, sex parties hosted for the rich and powerful were the talk of the town. Cass, the head of this Seabreeze Partners Management, was more focused on how this obscure person rumored to be managing billions of dollars, had become so wealthy without much of a track record. Well, Cass is well-connected on Wall Street. He'd worked there for decades, so he starts asking around. He goes to institutional brokers. He goes to trading desks. He asks everybody, anybody ever traded with Epstein? He said, no one, not one national trading desk, not one institutional trading desk, not one primary or secondary trader had ever traded with Epstein.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense.
A reporter came to interview Cass about Bernie Madoff shortly before Bernie Madoff blew up in a Ponzi scheme. And Cass told her, there's another guy who reminds me of Madoff because no one trades with him. His name's Jeffrey Epstein. So how did he get the money? Cass kept asking over and over, how'd he get this money? How'd he get this money? He'd been credulously described as a big-time hedge fund manager and billionaire.
Well, the crazy thing is that, like, the Madoff, when he was at his biggest, I think they said that he was managing, you know, quote-unquote, $150 million.
Yeah.
And then they're saying that Epstein is worth a billion himself.
Which means he manages tens of billions.
Right.
Cass couldn't find a single investor beyond Epstein's one well-publicized client, retail magnate Les Wexner, owner of Victoria's Secret. Nor could other players in the hedge fund world who undertook similar snooping. I don't know anyone who's ever invested in him. He's never talked about any of the allocators. Epstein didn't come from money, never graduated from college, yet landed a teaching job at a fancy private school. Unheard of, says Cass. Rose through the ranks in the early 1980s at the investment bank Bear Stearns. Within no time, he was a partner of the firm, then promptly and unceremoniously ousted. Despite this squishy work experience, he opens his own hedge fund, J. Epstein & Company, later renamed Financial Trust Company, begins peddling the improbable narrative he's so selective he only works with billionaires. That's part of the cover story, by the way. That explains why no one invested with him.
Mm-hmm.
That's a way they could say, well, that, of course you wouldn't know all the usual suspects. Because people with $500 million push their money around to different people. No one person manages it all because they'd be gone with it. It's a dumb thing. You know, put your eggs in one basket. You've heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't care how federally insured they are. You don't get your money back quickly, if at all.
Right.
You don't put your eggs in one basket, especially if you got $500 million. Got $1 million, maybe, you know, whatever. Guys, it's noonish. That means the Dan Moore Show's around the bend. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, beginning the sixth year of News and Views today. And we'll be back tomorrow, 21 hours from now. All right, guys, take it easy. You can go your own way.